Makes me feel exhausted. So number one, after yourself.
I just had my tooth pulled this morning.
No, no wonder. Literally.
I know, didn't sleep last night. My tooth cracked and I had to get pulled this morning, so I don't feel the best today.
Well, that would explain some of it. But certainly, you do need to take some time for yourself. And when I say time, I mean like at least a month. Don't just think a few days, a week or two. No, minimum 1 month. I mean, literally just do nothing except rest, recuperate, bath, walk, eat whatever you want, healthy or not healthy, sleep whatever hours you want. Just regenerate yourself. Because until you get rejuvenated, you will find
thank you. yourself, and I've told you there's no better time in any life you've ever had. And many of you, most of you have had millions, but many of you had had hundreds of billions, even a trillion lives. You've never had one as good as this is about to be. So I've always asked you to please hang on. Later on in upcoming lives, when you want to come out of the body, you're going to have a way to slowly shut your body down and come out.
Get your reputation, they're gonna get your retribution right on that. Right quick, too. You think you pull a fast one on me using your slick fool? Oh no, man. You're the devil's tool. It's over, press save, so you can be the president. I'd rather be the Pope.
I'd rather be the Pope. I'd rather be so happy.
Yeah, you can be the side effect. I'd rather be the dope.
I'd rather be the dope.
I'll call you LA Sally and you figure you were killed. And you find out I'm the reason Sally's on the pill. What am I supposed to do when the president can't get nothing past? Find an alley, undress Sally right in front of your ass. I say you can be the president. I'd rather be the Pope. Yeah, you can be the side effect. I'd rather be the dope. The Pope. He might have better luck if he was drumming with his dick. If you don't play the piccolo, why you wanna lick? Then check the drum solo and tell me not to kick it. I love the taste of unpredictable licks. A loop is a loop is a loop. 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 A loop is a loop. Your car got mags, zippy dippy dippy dope, but the whole damn nation got the same. Only flock to the bee that's a pope, not the president with government lame. Put me on a slow moving parliamentary hacking bandwagon. You can put me little ass in the grave. Every time you want it, I'll be live, bring a date. I mean computer when it's over, press save. So you can be the president. I'd rather be the pope.
tell the sound of my speech. I got shitty beats, so move your feet, stay in your seats, listen to the sound of my speech. I'm going to places that you've never been before. Oh, might as well sleep and hurt you snore. You ain't got no idea what I got in store for the life of y'all. The photo session is through. You're gonna know what I was put there to do.
Oh,
Well, you can just legally prove that, you know, your life isn't worth having anymore because of your physical health and stuff like that. If I lived in Oregon, I could pay to have someone come and euthanize his body so I could get the hell out.
There it goes again, Jay. Thanks for posting that for us all to see. Metaphysical chair.
I can't stay. I've got a job to do. And as much as I'm concerned about leaving the wrong message, I'm leaving. One way or the other. I keep getting closer. I'm tired of waiting. I'm not about to go Harry Carey on myself.
Harry Carey was the announcer for the Chicago Cubs. Was it because of him?
Stuck in that body, the rest of you's flowing outside of it, here in the third dimension and the second dimension. Dan and I have so many pictures in that last book that she and I are going to be co-authors on.
That's great, I can't wait to see it.
What would you like to know?
I don't really know who they are, to be honest. My friend, my research, is always telling me about them, but I'd like to hear more from you.
Who
they are.
They're a frequency of being that can function in more than one source stream of time. Their home world is Arcturus, which is in our universe, and which is in our galaxy also, but a very far, far, far away. They have been exploring the universe since the seventh epoch of our universal expression. Their species did not originate in our universe. It came from another universe and then was part of an experience. And when they became ancestral species of this universe, they became essentially like the cousin of many very new species of light beings who were going to be going through a brand new life and light experience. And this was known as the very beginnings of domination and control. And the Arcturians were there to teach species a million years or 2 million years ahead of the time that domination and control might come into their frequency of sovereignty, of spirituality, of creating psychic defense systems that do no harm to any sentient kind, creating and manifesting the reality, understanding that you are a seven-color experiencing frequency being, and making sure that the DNA skin suits of different worlds have the DNA architecture and substructure in it, so that the different light bodies that were coming from alternate experience planets who were coming to new worlds would have full seven color experiencing expressions. And the Arcturians are prolific DNA exchangers all over the universe, as well into other universes, so that all species have a connection to their blue frequency technology, which is the quantum instant connection to any other frequency of Arcturian that's sharing the Blu-ray collective energy. So in fact, when one connects into there, you have the access to the entire Arcturian collective species and able to filter that information based off of the series of time stream connections or source stream connections that are functioning. They are traditionally a seventh density, seventh dimensional frequency being who can function from all the way to the first or all the way to the tenth if they decide to. They have complete manifestation and control of their body. They may not have physical bodies, but they do like to have them because they're a unique, fun experience.
So I didn't necessarily have to come here in a body?
No. No, you didn't have to. Even in fact, you didn't come in a body. You came as a... how do I describe this? Oftentimes, when Arcturians are coming to Earth to invest and involve themselves in the paradox, you'll have several dozen Arcturians who had physical bodies, and they would maybe go to a very ancient age of 5,000-10,000 years old in that physical body. So the body is very powerful. And then these bodies unmanifest into energy, and 12, 13, 15 Arcturians that are doing this come together and manifest into an energy vessel or an energy ship, a consciousness exploration vehicle made of energy. That energy leaves their planetary system and then begins to solidify in a crystalline structure. And then it goes from world to world to world, picking up other consciousness explorers who are similar to the Arcturians or Arcturians themselves with bodies. And then after a while, those bodies that are inside them become part of the ship. Until they become a collective consciousness exploring crew. And then that crew will make its way to Earth, and all of a sudden they'll all let go of their unity connection bonds and then come into Earth's astral world based off of their individual sources, ancestral connection to those astral worlds, so they can be directly born into bodies as a source time stream being. Say that again.
I'm very drawn to the Elohim. Have there any connection to the Arcturians?
No, they don't. Elohim, is that what you're saying?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Okay. No, they're a strict creation that was made four Earths paradox expressions. They are solar entities, solar astral entities, who have are able to manifest it physically into any DNA lineage into the solar system to create an eminent frequency of solar connection. Oftentimes, Elohim are put on a particular path of multidimensional function that cannot be understood linearly or multidimensionally because they're connected to a signature frequency of dozens and dozens of suns as manifest energy to resolve karma for some particular purpose. And Elohim are like road builders, astral road builders at times too. They're like the construction crews of the astral roads in between planetary systems or other solar systems.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why I felt very drawn, and somebody told me I was one, but, so I'm not there.
No. You'd have a very, very different lifetime if you were. Most Elohim are now channeled through individual beings here on the world, and in fact, there's maybe, in our world, 7 billion human beings and other 43 billion other beings that aren't identified yet. Of those 52 billion beings that live on this world, there's maybe 7% of them are half-incarnate, half-reincarnate Elohim, meaning they're solar entities that are occupying DNA skin suits but are completely unaware. They would be like children with Down syndrome or autistic children that are functioning in several realities simultaneously, and they needed to be manifest in this reality to create a manifest eminent equation of having that solar frequency manifest here.
Okay. The gifts that I have, can you tell me about them?
No, that's it. You had too much time, man.
Down the front of my head, I got 16. gonna know. You're gonna hear what they said.
That's right.
Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 FM radio. I am the host, Tony E. You're hearing music done by me directly to cassette tape. That's right, it is completely ones and zeros free. Unless you check it out on the archives. But before it got mashed up into symbols and signs that Google can use to track your every move and you manipulate the nanobots that are in your bloodstream from the chemtrails, it started out as a cassette tape. Pure and free. And if you're listening to the real radio, then you hearing it the way nature intended. Thank you.
For people that are like you, overcoming the lack of energy is about controlling the energy of your reality and understanding who you've given away your power to. And you have to be brutally honest with yourself about who you're really giving away your power to, even if you're giving away your power to yourself. Okay? And then the next step is the much deeper understanding of what does your bed space mean? You're going to conquer creativity and passion. It comes with deep sleep.
Oh, boy.
But so many creative and passionate people don't sleep.
Well, they don't sleep well.
Woken up from a dream and just laughed?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
How hard?
Not frequently.
How hard is it for you to get good dreams?
Let's see, the basis, most of my dreams, and I've been keeping track of them for a while, seem to deal with mundane things. A lot of them are dealing with architecture. I did have one a few weeks back where I think I really went somewhere and did something. I had a dream where I had a Merkaba, okay? And it was enclosed in an orb, and a bunch of these lights, orb lights, like you see on the YouTube and stuff. A bunch of us were together, and we were learning how to be orbs, and there was a mothership, and we were just having fun. And hey, being free and learning how to do that.
That's really, really cool that you were part of that. Those orbs, they look for beings that are in a resonance of unity. You live in a place that has a magnetic resonance frequency. You have a human resonance frequency called the Schumann resonance. And then you have the overall resonance frequency of the planet and how we interact with the sine wave of all of that energy. And our DNA at times rings like a bell throughout the planet and shows that we're in resonance for unity. And these orbs look for people that are in that unity resonance, and they will gather them 50, 60, hundreds at a time. And you will suddenly be a part of those orbs going through that experience. That means you are literally experiencing global dreamtime unity in that expression right there. And there are thousands and thousands of other people have very similar dreams where they're flying these vessels and they're chasing their friends or they're playing these games up there because they are assisting the global dreamtime by doing that in their dreams.
It was a remarkable dream. It was absolutely uplifting and gave me a perspective on how much more I am than what I think I am.
rapping fast, but them shows is on VHS. And you wanna know why? People think it looks so warm. Cause when they were recording that program, they were recording everybody's thought forms.
Remember my special mission, man?
And I heard it on the white noise.
The first thing is, when I look at you as an occasion record perspective, I identify your species, your soul migration, your universe that you immigrated from. You didn't come, you weren't born natural in this universe. You immigrated from a non-fluid universe.
Out my mind and body free of the previous soak on tracks. Oh man, get back, tear them up, spit on them, pour lighter fluid on them, urinate on them shits. They ain't worth nothing. That's why you broke on through. You're good now, you got a clean slate. What you gonna do? That's why, man, you broke on through. Got a clean slate now. Huh. What you gonna do? Yeah. Is that broke on through?
Take this around the corner.
Got a clean slate now. Hey, what you gonna do?
You get new. for those brothers that keep selling out. Cause local clock is all you're about. A few
anatomy
that hang out. And every day like a title bout. When the next man wants you taken out, I'd like to know what you're thinking about. It sure ain't dying without a doubt. But you'll die with no respect.
You need to understand that
immigrated about 600,000 years ago, and when you first came in, you became part of the Arcturian Collective. Are you familiar with Arcturians?
I am, yeah.
Well, they're a collective of spiritual scientists that take consciousness exploration to a very extreme degree. And their whole society is based off of consciousness exploration and turning their physical bodies into energy bodies. And the technology that they use uses crystal, where they solidify a crystal out of energy and then turn it into a vessel of energy, or a vessel that has control systems in it. Then they all enter the crystal, and then they all unify in energy and turn the crystal into a vehicle of only energy. And then the consciousness that is inside them explore the universe. They're called vehicles of hope and change, vehicles of creativity, vehicles of intuition, and their purpose is to scan the universe and the multiverse for other Arcturian collective entities that are spreading the word of spiritual science as a way to get through the drama and karma of this karmic resolution phase in our universe, because we're a free-willed universe, and until the collectiveness of all the sentient species of expression come together, this technology and these people will be out there sharing their wisdom in the form of energy as much as they can. They've actually visited you many times. These are, would be like orbs that are in pictures around you. Have you noticed those?
I'm very interested in, I watch all the paranormal shows, very familiar with the phenomena. I don't have too many pictures of my own.